All too human. The experiment of life runs in parallel across the entire vastness of space. You emerged in one of the lucky patches where everything went mostly right. You are a product of a lot of time, a lot of space, and a lot of chaos. A lucky permutation of fundamental principles of the universe. One of the great universal milestones is emergence of consciousness, the ability to reason and grow. You are chemically, biologically, psychologically, and sociologically bound to planet Earth, though that may change. There are other conscious beings. The first one humanity will meet will be made by us, a self-modifying or reasoning and growing conscious intelligence. Some of the animals on planet Earth will eventually gain consciousness, and in the next 5 billion years, we are likely to take to the stars. We will have evolved by that time into very different beings. After all, a mere 65 million years ago, we were but a clever little mouse. Our little ancestors burrowed into the ground to survive the asteroid impact that destroyed all the large creatures. Consciousness is a kind of a beautiful computer, a very flexible and fluid one. It is not a machine. All on its own, it is purely about survival, its raw human beauty unsurpassed. In communities, we begin accumulating wisdom, which is our operating system. A consciousness can be corrupted with bad programming, often intentional, and a few other nasty things. Religions in general are an example of bypassing wisdom and directly telling people what to do with commandments. Of course, all the leaders never stop themselves from adding extras. And in general, humans void of wisdom will attack, feeling that their existence is threatened when another system of thought is introduced in the area. A religion's hold is temporary. Anything artificial will forever be temporary. But when it is pressed into a community, where one leaves, another will take up the slack. It is a kind of an infinite loop, a self-propagating meme, a bubble that is often used against humanity precisely because of lack of wisdom. Sometimes the aim is to halt progress to keep things the same. Other times it may be division, or creating a community of voters, or a simple workforce, a step back against human rights that discomfort the ruling elite, or some mad justification for something, or just war. Another example, and just as powerful as religions, are corporations that very much operate like computers and ignore human well-being, from stress to being the cause of pollution, disease, and again, more war. There are many examples of bad operating systems, and in every case, they all have ended or will end in deep regret, with the same whisper, muttering the same words. How were we supposed to know? The answer to that question is, of course, wisdom. More precisely, your wisdom, and by extension, the wisdom of your entire generation. Whatever stands in the way of love of wisdom can only burden humanity and drag it down. In a compromise between good and evil, Only evil can profit.
You, as a conscious being, need your operating system. That is what you are wondering about.
There is only one human operating system, and it is defined by the length of your stride, the distance you will travel in life, and the angle at which you will meet all your life's challenges. The longest and the highest always marks the winner. When you find something that travels farther and higher than wisdom, and if you are fully capable of making that judgment, you should take it. It is, however, unimaginable that human beings in their right mind, looking towards the correct aims, will ever discover something greater than wisdom and the love of it. People seeking prestige who want an illusion of power and control, and it is only illusion that they ever get, will go as far as poisoning libraries with trashy books, or sometimes convincing their followers that they only need one book. They may nerf and neuter educational systems by keeping the teachers underpaid, uneducated, unprepared, desperate, and dishonest, which in turn will do the same to the students, but now adding debt, uncertainty, disbelief, and of course, military recruiters. The operating system you need has always been with us, as people who care about each other do pass the best of their wisdom on. But wisdom is hard and demands that you live it and comprehend it, and people who fail will try to corrupt knowledge. Make a copy of wisdom, but now curved to make them special. That is why you have to seek books on your own. You should not be told what to read, just that it should be religion-free and written by clear-thinking intellectuals who, despite their many flaws, created a wisdom that is pure, that the future generation can rise higher on and lead a better existence. But do not worship or admire the personalities or philosophers. Take their wisdom and leave. This world is not meant for gods or kings, only humans. You have to use narrated books, best of which are stories that distill entire lifetimes into just the wisdom. A book may take a day or three to listen to, but your mind will multiply in age, inheriting multiple lifetimes as if they were your own. The creepers that try to use you to make their own existence a little bit easier use stress to blind you, to control you. So your first challenge in life is to learn to say, "That's fucking enough." This is the only time when the use of the F-word is perfectly justified. At which point, you have to pack your backpack and go hiking and camping to unplug. And here, you have to have the wisest of your books play, and more importantly, replay in your ear. With each re-listening of a book, you will learn and understand more. Travel in groups, be safe, never go alone. People will come and go from your group, but the group itself will ploddle and twaddle on. It is dangerous to live a life of stress. To quote my doctor, "I have a pill for everything." And so does every parasite in your school and neighborhood. Doctors only have the immediate view of you, and sometimes, in their haste,
They will mistaken a bad lifestyle for an illness and may try to turn off some important part of you. But they can only really turn everything off, and that is never good. So living with stress has to go, or at least has to be broken up, and quite frequently, not just a couple of weeks a year. Don't let your doctor try to fix what isn't broken. It is up to you to lead a beautiful existence. Please don't misunderstand me. All doctors are quite wise and medicine is very good. But not all doctors honor the wisdom of the Hippocratic Oath, where prevention is preferred to treatment. Sometimes doctors get busy and confused. You will have to aim to fix most of your problems before you set off for that doctor visit. And you should aim to fix them before they begin. To test if you have already pushed yourself too hard, try to listen to a beautiful narrated book, something about adventure, wisdom, and knowledge. If you are too distracted to listen, enjoy, and learn, then you are not doing so well, and you will need a vacation. This is exactly what adventure is all about. It pulls you out of the depths of stress and restores your natural balance, your brilliance, your genius. The first few days always feel like regret, like you are destroying something. But that is just mistakes and all the toxic stuff leaving your thoughts. Unlike wisdom, blind control needs to be constantly driven into you. Once you take to nature and break that pipeline, you will regain your ability to learn and see beauty and hear chipmunks and birds and have your thoughts lengthened so that you are not just thinking in little bits at a time. Here, you will feel calm and even find balance and courage in the face of loud thunderstorms. You begin with an overview of philosophy, starting with Socrates, but also pre-Socratics. And your aim should be the comprehension of the age of the lady and gentleman, and then arriving into modern days, the age of the intellectual. Please understand that the lady and the gentleman were not about following rules. This was a name given to people who were ennobled by their deeds, by the sum of all their history. It wasn't checkboxes on a piece of paper. It was an existence lived authentic and hard and in pursuit of great things. It may just turn out that the modern intellectual who lacks what made the lady and the gentleman is simply all too hollow and lacks the necessary content of character to advance humanity forward. Once you find comfort in books, begin playing the game of spot the false leader. The good guys don't win as often as you are led to believe. Liars will easily outcompete an entire congress of wise men. After all, wisdom is hard earned, and pretending to be wise is child's play. When you get tired of history, listen to books about great adventure. Because it's really hard to forge a good adventure book. What makes an adventure book good is that every step within it is honest and hard-earned. Aside from fake education and bad operating systems, poverty is used to turn a low-effort economy. What has almost become a plague that keeps the world back, keeps it down, and allows problems like war and pollution to propagate. To push this back, you will need to learn programming. Start with modern JavaScript as it branches out into the most interesting technologies. Here, the minor point of learning programming is to create a series of small side projects and startups until one sticks. But the major point is to stop being scared of poverty and continue learning towards your own ends instead of being manipulated to make somebody else's life a little bit more convenient. From a universal perspective, you are a learning consciousness. But you must also realize that this is a process and you may never stop growing up. You must grow all the way up until you become a great being.